is going on next door? Sounds like a pool party. Let me just look out the window. Holy shit. There's like 6 or 7 young ladies in the skimpiest bikinis in the pool. Wait a minute. He couldn't be. No. He wouldn't actually. Fuck. You did tell him the last time that you guys spoke to find some sluts to fuck. He wouldn't. I mean, granted, I haven't talked to him or seen him, touched him or kissed him or fucked him in almost a month. Who knows what he'd do? Young guys, they lose interest easily, I guess. Maybe I should stop by. I mean, I do think I might have left something there, actually. Plus, I never need an excuse to go next door and see my best friend. It's not like I'm jealous or anything, or want to spy on what's going on in the backyard. No, it'll just be a perfectly innocent visit to my best friend next door. That's all. Hey, bestie! It's me! You know what? I just stopped by because I think I have my extra pair of reading glasses here, and I really need them. Check over by the TV? Okay. What is going on in the backyard with all the girls in bikinis? No, I guess I heard the noise. Interns? From your work? So you invited them over? Oh, okay. What's that? You were hoping to set one of them up with your eldest boy. Oh, yeah, I guess that's a good idea. He is a grown man, you know. I'm sure he could find a girl on his own if he wanted to. Besides, can't be going too well. He's not even out there. No, he isn't. When I was looking out my window, when I turn around and look out your big back window right now, I don't see him. Where? Oh, yeah, I do see him now. He's way back in the corner in the shade, just reading on his iPad, totally ignoring all of those young girls with their tight bodies in bikinis right in front of him. How about that? What's that? Why am I smiling? Oh, I just think you're such a great mom. Looking out for your boy, always wanting the best for him. I just don't think that those girls are actually what he needs. No, there's nothing wrong with him. You raised an amazing boy, an amazing man. He's perfect in so many ways. Smart and handsome and funny. And maybe I should tell him those things more. Everybody. So he's confident in the choices he makes. Just follow his heart and go with it. You know what? Why don't I take him up to his room and talk to him? I think there's a whole lot that I need to say that could really help him get exactly what he wants. Yeah, we do kind of have a special connection, don't we? Don't worry. I'll get through to him. I've got to. Look, I promised your mom that I would come up here and talk to you. She's upset because she brought all of these young, gorgeous interns from her work over here. Just for you. Try and catch your eye, and you were just out there by the pool, totally ignoring them. You didn't even look up at those girls once, did you? No, I wasn't spying on you. No, your mom pointed it out. But I did notice that you weren't paying them any attention. In fact, I noticed that the only time you perked up was when you saw me in the backyard. Oh, you tried to hide the emotion on your face. But there are some parts of you that you just can't hide from me, baby. What? No, I'm not making fun of you at all. Yes, I am smiling. Shouldn't I be smiling? I haven't been this close to you in almost a month. I started smiling the minute your mom told me that she was the one who invited those girls over and not you. Before that, I was kind of worried. And now not so much. At least I hope not. And I'm also smiling because of your body's reaction to seeing me in the backyard. Your body's reaction to me being so close to you. Right up against the door in your room. I can see the hard bulge in your shorts. That's making me smile. You find that hard to believe. You really think that just because we've both been stubborn idiots that I don't still want you, have feelings for you, I don't miss your cock. It'd be pretty easy to prove, baby. All I'd have to do is get down on my knees in front of you like this. Tug your shorts down like this. And look how hard you are for me, baby. I know your cock missed me. Maybe I am being cocky. And I get that you're still upset with me. Maybe you even have a right to be. But do you really want to fight right now? And my mouth so close to your cock. You can feel my breath against it. Besides, you can still be mad at me and get your cock sucked. See? Oh, God, I miss the taste of you. No, what's that, baby? Whatever it is, it just sounded like moaning to me. Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, you missed my mouth, didn't you? Well, I'm not ready to admit that yet. No. You're gonna make me grovel, baby. Do you wanna hear that I was jealous of those sluts out by the pool? Of course I was, baby. Oh, I know what I said. Oh, fuck what I said. Well, I still think we've got a few things to discuss, but... Oh, I need this cock. And it needs me. I saw proof of that today, baby. It's mine. You wouldn't even let it look at anyone else. Your cock belongs to me. I'm gonna make it come and prove it. Oh my god, you're so big. I know how you love it on my throat. Come on, baby. Don't you miss coming for me? Oh, yes, baby. Oh, I know you do. Would you like come for me? It in my mouth. I just want to savor it for a minute. Oh. Come on, don't I look good like this? Mouth full of your cum. You missed this view. Be swallowing it. Oh, so good. You see? Come here, come here. Sit down on the bed. Your knees are weak. There you go. Deep breaths. You're okay, baby. What's wrong? You're upset that you caved? But... you didn't. I made you. Fuck. Oh, that was manipulative of me, wasn't it? Oh, shit, I'm screwing this up. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have sucked your cock. I just missed you and... Oh, you liked that part. Well, good. It's just... We're both so stubborn. Baby, it's something I admire about you and school and life and work. You're so determined, especially when it comes to me. You were so determined to make me see that you could be the perfect man for me. Always right there, showing me how much you care for me, trying to prove yourself. Well, at least you were until our last fight. Then that stopped, and I missed it. I missed you. I should have told you a long time ago that you don't need to prove yourself to me. I know what an amazing man you are. You're only going to become more amazing as you mature. I just wanted to give you... time to mature. And then I realized today after seeing those girls at your house, really gave me a wake-up call that I needed. That it wasn't worth it to be stubborn, to dig my heels in and expect you just to ignore what I said to you or what we said to each other. I needed to make things right. Because I missed you so much. And I'm sorry. I saw an opening and I took advantage of it. I did manipulate you. Well, of course I was jealous. Just like you were jealous about my past with your dad. Like, I know you don't want to think about it. And that's fine. I agree with you. We need to put that in the past. But I also want you to understand that you never need to worry about me with another guy. That's what really hurt me. You didn't think that you were enough for me. And that I could control myself and just want to be with someone like you. You do think I'm sexy still, right? And you know that other men think I'm sexy too. And they're going to flirt with me. Especially when you're around, because I don't think they're going to realize that we're together because of the age difference. But you're going to have to get used to that. Just because a man flirts with me or asks me out, you're going to have to trust my feelings for you. Like the firefighter Darren across the street. He asks me out daily. And sure, at one time, I actually considered going out with him. But then you and I started this, and I've never considered it again. Hell, he must have asked me out a dozen times over the last month when we weren't together. And I flat out said no every time. Just went home, went to bed, took out my vibrator, and thought about you and your cock. Just so you know, I've never denied myself like that before. Not for anyone. If I'm horny, I fuck a cock. They're easy enough to come by. But I don't want just any cock. I want yours. And it's more than just your cock. It's you, baby. And you're just the same. Right now, there's 7 hot young things in bikinis out at your pool. And yet, your cock only got hard for me. Your cock only wants me. My pussy only wants you. Oh, fuck, baby. You're getting hard. Say what again? Are you getting hard? That my pussy only wants you. It's true, baby. Only you. You believe me, right? I hated being apart from you, baby. Missed you so much. Oh, God. Yes. I'm so wet. Oh, I want that cock in my pussy. It's your pussy. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, get behind me. I'm gonna get on all fours, baby. I want you to fuck me, baby. Oh, my pussy. Miss feeling inside me. Me. Oh, yeah. Huh. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, that's my cock. So much better than my toys, baby. Yes, yes, it's mine. Your cock belongs to me. Oh, my pussy belongs to you. Oh, so good. Oh, you have the best cock, baby. Oh, you make me come so good. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, just remember to pull out, okay? Because, oh fuck, that's so deep. Oh, baby. Oh, my missus. Yeah, fucking hard. Oh, you can never be too hard. Fuck, I know you miss me too. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, you're gonna make me come, baby. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes. Oh, shit, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, okay, don't stop. I don't give a fuck. Just don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I feel you're coming. Oh, you're coming. Yes. Oh, fuck. I'll deal with that. It's just someone opened the door, baby. They saw us. Who's Sheila? You know her? What if she goes down and tells the other girls? Or worse, what if she tells your mom? We can't have that, baby. I can't lose you again. Not now that I just got you back. Oh, fuck. Yes, would you please go talk to her? I don't care what you need to do. Just make her keep quiet, okay? God, I love you. I'm so glad we're back. Now go. Go. Oh, fuck. Why does everything have to be so difficult for us? It'll be okay. It's gotta be okay.